Nine-time Golden Guitar winner Colin Buchanan has a single out. It's called In Real Life. Let's have a little listen.
We're gonna get there, we're gonna make it. Shouldn't come as any big surprise. We're gonna get there, nothing better. We'll be doing it in real life.
And in real life, he's here with us right now to have a chat about it. Colin, how are you, mate?
Hey, Andrew, I'm very well. It's still a great thrill to hear your song on the radio. You know, that's really exciting. You know, you spend a lot of time songwriting and then you demo and then you decide, will this be a song that I'm, put on my record? And then you're in the studio and lefting and writing and mixing and so forth. And then it's very exciting to just hear it come through the speaker like that. So thank you.
That's a pleasure. Do you remember what it was like when you first heard your very first single on the radio? Can you go back that far?
It was. In fact, I went in for an interview. It was at 2SER, which is a community station in Sydney. And
I know 2SER very well, yes.
Yeah. And Barbara Morrison, who actually I've been speaking to about the new single, I went in and talked to Barbara, so the same person, and it was, she put it on and it was playing back out of the speaker, and I thought, wow, this is really special. And I've even heard Sting talk about it, he said he was in a car and he heard the cab driver in New York City singing along to, a police song, and
yeah.
He thought, man, I've made it. People are singing along.
Well, that's the thing, because I figure there's a lot of blood, sweat and tears, concentration and all the rest of it, hard work that goes into it, and then to hear it encapsulated in 2 or 3 minutes on the radio must be rewarding, amongst other things.
Yeah, it's very rewarding, and it's exciting. Songs are amazing. I was just reflecting with someone about how, you can remember places when you've heard a song, be it played on the radio or you played the cassette or the CD or whatever, and you're driving in a particular place and that song and that place become, bonded together. And, Supertramp Dreamer was playing when my daughter Laura was emerging from a cesarean.
Really?
And she's 28 now. And it's like super, every time I hear Dreamer, it's like that's Laura's, that's when her little life, began for us.
That's the magic of music.
And it was coming out of the radio too. So you're doing some pretty magical stuff there, Andrew, and often you don't find out about it, It's all happening out there, on the other end of the airwaves.
So, Colin, the single is In Real Life. We've sort of led a bit of a surreal life over the last couple of years. What's the story behind this one?
Yeah, well, someone signed off an email, IRL, and because I'm an old bloke now, I had to think, hang on a minute, what does this mean? that's not their initials. And I just reflected on the fact that, In Real Life is really what we're made to do. And I think, the song, we've heard a little bit of it. It's not a lament, it's not a sad song. It's a celebration of what it is that, was taken from us, and that we really love to be together. I wrote it after getting a little mini chance, between some of the shutdowns to go out into the bush and perform and just get reminded of how good it was to be in front of a real audience and sing my songs and just meet people and to drive through the bush and, to just have that open road in front of you, which a lot of us couldn't do. And went to Queensland as well, and so I got to go interstate. So, there's the thought that, those things are very, very special. And I think all of us, it's rare for us all to have to learn the same lesson at the same time. And by all of us, all of us.
Absolutely true. The new song, In Real Life, I'm sure will connect with a lot of Australians. Colin Buchanan, congratulations on the single and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Great talking to you, Andrew. Thanks, mate.